I realized the Anacostia Santa Claus was arriving. And he was shouting to his reindeer. Well, I went to the curtain and I tore it aside and I saw there wasn't a reindeer sleigh at all, but it was this nasty old hollowed out Chevy with a harness on it that was being pulled by a team of rats. And he was encouraging them on, and it was kind of sparking because the axles were dragging along the ground. And I said, oh my God, how exciting. Well, it's a little different, but still Santa Claus is Santa Claus, right? So I went back to my chair and I made believe I was asleep. And instead of coming down the chimney, he took out a crowbar and jimmied open the door. I thought that was a little odd, but I figured, you know, what the hey, customs are different. And I noticed he wasn't carrying a sack of goodies over his shoulder. He just looked around and he walked over to the stereo that was already in the place and he appraised it hungrily.
A bad,
I mean, he pointed
that's
to it.
That's not bad, Debra.
He pointed to it appreciatively.
Well, I've been to that one, bro. That one you do all the way through the song, man. That's it. That's all of it.
He started unplugging it.
Now that's what's happening.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's going to be the thing. That's going to wipe out the moonwalking, though.
I said, excuse me, you there. What are you doing with that stereo? You're supposed to leave toys in people's houses, not steal toys.
Unbelievable. That is unbelievable, man.
No, you got it wrong. You see, Santa Claus leaves things behind. And tell you what, I don't know what you've been doing all these years, but maybe if you were to go out to your sleigh and find something and leave it for these people, I don't know, some hubcaps or something, you could start a new trend.
I hear you, brother man. What you got there?
What's that?
You know what? We got a thing. You know what?
What's that?
You can do a series of these things.
Well, that's what you do. Every year you do a series of things. You actually leave things behind. Now, I'll be honest with you. You better put the stereo back because I'll call the police. And you don't want to be arrested in that red suit and everything. Christmas Eve is not the time to be in jail.
That's bad.
That is really bad.
That is bad, bad, bad.
It's horrible.
I've never done an arrest.
Well, people are arrested.
That's bad, bro.
But it is bad.
That is bad. I believe you. Believe me.
I believe you.
Believe me, that's bad.
I believe you for crying out loud. Now, please. Oh, geez. Just be careful with that thing. Put the stereo back down.
We're not straight out of kicks.
Yes, I wish you would. Because, frankly, I have a little miffed. This is Christmas Eve, and you would even think of stealing something. That you would come into these people's blessed home and interrupt the sanctimoniousness of this holiday. Well, in the middle of my tirade, he just looked off to one of his elves who was standing nearby and said rather derisively, I thought.
That hunky must be messy. Got to be running coal upside down his head, you know.
Hey, home, I can dig it. No, he ain't gonna lay no more big wrap up on you, man.
Now, just wait just a cotton picket minute. Wait a minute, you're lying down on the couch. Do you realize how many people live in Anacostia? You have the whole night ahead. You gotta be leaving things. What are you doing lying there on the couch?
I'm gonna chill out and struggle. Do this and do all that. You know, I'm gonna look at this and look at that. You know, play some cards, drink some water, take a nap, wake up, and get ready. I'll be here. I got a lot of things to do.
Well, wait a minute. Just get off that couch right now. Get off that couch right now and get moving. It's Christmas Eve and you got a lot to do. Well, wouldn't you know, no sooner did I get that sorry guy off his tuchas than all the rest of the elves came running in and they decided to perform a spontaneous rendition of the Funky Chicken.
I'm happy to see you again. Oh, oh, oh. Happy because you are my friend. Oh, oh, oh. Haven't seen you for a long, long time. Happy that you're doing fine.
All right, thank you. That's very nice.
Happy to see you again. Happy because you are my friend.
You're waking the children.
You've been a long, long time. Happy to see you.
Okay, that's very good. Now, if you would please get out and deliver the toys.
Happy to see you again. Do you mind? Happy to see you again. Happy because you are my friend. Haven't seen you for a long, long time.
Skip a week.
Happy to see you again.
Are you quite finished? That was very stirring. It wasn't exactly the Messiah, but it was nice. We appreciate your enthusiasm. Now please go out and start delivering the toys.
Your mama.
Am I making myself clear? I want you making those rounds immediately.
Your mama.
You mean to tell me you don't care if there are a lot of little kids that are disappointed on Christmas morning?
That's right. I said your mama.
Wait just a cotton-picking minute here. You have responsibilities at the Anacostia Santa.
Your mama.
You were supposed to be bringing joy and peace into the hearts of millions.
Your mama.
You mean to tell me you're happy just to sit there with a bottle of wine and a brown paper bag?
That's right. I said your mama.
And without further ado, he just jumped up and he ran outside. I couldn't believe my eyes. And he summoned once again his rather unsavory array of quote-unquote reindeer, and he just called to them as he cracked his whip.
Choco!
I said, come back! Come back! You're supposed to leave something! Santa!
Oh,
my God, don't look. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, look, he's tinkling on my lawn flamingos. Don't look. Oh.